Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
And Ray Foley filling in for Ian Dempsey this morning. JP's here with me as well. Sorry, just having a look at the front pages for you. Well, the front and back pages of the newspaper is dominated by hurling. It's all hurling, hurling, hurling. Lovely hurling, particularly for Cork. Yesterday in Croke Park. And this is the way Cork's win over Limerick and ending Limerick's drive for five. The Irish Times. Hang on. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, sorry.
Correct.
I'm just parroting things that I hear the sports broadcasters saying. The Irish Independent, majestic Cork block Limerick's drive for five. The Irish Times. Duel of the skies in the main photograph there. The clash of the Ash. They've got man of the match, Brian Hayes, there, smiling and delighted with himself in the front of the Examiner. Rebel hell for treaty. Treaty's rebel hell to the Irish Daily Mirror as well. And generally the same. The gist is all the same across the newspapers. And of course, I suppose Clare very excited as well. An incredible, it has to be, just an incredible weekend of hurling. Hurling fans elated, unless, of course, they're Limerick. And Marty Morrissey actually joins us on the line this morning, and we should be able to connect over there too. Marty, morning, Marty. Now, even though you're
morning, Ray.
Good morning, Marty. Good to have you. You're bright eyed and bushy tailed this morning. You're wide awake and ready for it. You're a Clare man. you're a Clare man, but I suppose you have to be impartial, given. Even though you're from Clare and you're reporting on this significant hurling story, but it has to be said, it really was a great day for Clare, wasn't it?
Screw impartiality, Ray. Today I'm doing my greatest hits. From Kilrush to Killaloe. From Ballyvaughan to Lahinch. From 6 Mile Bridge to Milltown Malbay. Clare is literally writhing in ecstasy. Roll out the Kilfenora Cayley Band. Put them on surfboards and stick them on the cliffs of Moher to start the session. There won't be a passport stamped in Shannon Airport for weeks. Marty Morrissey, up the banner, completely biased, Leaphead, Clare!
Well, clearly pinning his colours to the mast there. Thank you so much, Marty. And a lot of proud Cork people out there this morning as well. I say the Rebel County has a number of sore heads. We reached out to the proudest Cork man of them all. He's in Germany at the moment, but he's willing to take the call, and we're delighted to speak to him this morning. Roy Keane should be over there. Roy, how's the form this morning?
How's the form? I'm worried about the strength and depth of the DFM squad, bringing you two in for Dempsey. Go ahead, go on. Your man in the background again. He's always complaining.
It's ringing.
He's snarling. Hiya, yeah. It's always hiya. It's ringing. Hiya. Yeah, it's Jesus.
Did you
go
hear
on, go
early,
ahead.
Did you hear the thing earlier on, Roy, where he wouldn't give that poor girl, Sarah, the waffle money?
Rules are rules, Roy. Rules are rules, you know? That's what you have.
I suppose if anyone...
He's a shambles of a human being at the end of the day.
I agree. Thankfully, Mr. Dempsey's back on Monday. And frankly, we're counting down the days, as is the listening nation. Listen, Roy, the game yesterday, what a performance from Cork. Were you able to watch the match yourself?
Of course I was. I watched it over in Munich with Gary Neville and Righty at the end of the day. Unbelievable performance, and all credit to Uprisings. The lads were incredible, you know, taking out Limerick. Five in a row. John Kiley, you know, Declan Hannan, JP McManus, Willie O'Dea, Michael Noonan, Terry Wogan, Richard Harris, Jerry Flannery, Angela's Ashes, Blind Boy Boat Club, Adair Manor, Mirren O'Connell, Greg O'Connell. Oh, shit! Louise Cantillon! Your boys took one hell of a beating!
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.